We are on to number 5 of the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5. This is part 5 of Blessed. And tonight I want you to be sharing a little bit. So it might be that your pairs join with another pair and you become a 4. That would be really great. There's going to be a few questions that I want you to have a little think about as we go along. Can anyone just remember what we've looked at the last 4 weeks? This isn't meant to pull anyone out, but can anyone shout it out if they can remember? Because otherwise it all becomes a bit pointless. Yeah, one's fine. Blessed are the meek. Yes. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the poor, yes, the poor in spirit, yeah. Those who, you're close. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for. This was last week's. Righteousness, which also means justice. Well done. Well done, well done, well done. We got there in the end. So this week, what I want you to do is just share, you can share this with the person you're sitting next to, that's great, a time when you were kind to someone or when someone was kind to you. You've got 30 seconds. Go. Okay. We were once on a staff retreat day and we were driving to where it was happening and we came to this little bit, you know, sometimes where you have a road and then it forks off into two roads and there's this like triangular patch of grass. Yeah, do you know the sort of thing? Anyway, we were sort of driving and we sort of came across one of these and there's this man just lying in the middle of this patch of grass. It's not very big, like completely still. And so we sort of drove past and suddenly all of us in the car were like, was that man all right? We need to go and see if he was all right. So we turn around and sort of drive past him again and he still has not moved. So we then stop and Wendy Nodding, who was the pastor's wife at the time, gets out the car and she goes up to him and she says, are you all right? And suddenly he just, he like wakes up and he's like, yeah, I was just having a sleep in the middle of, he wasn't homeless. He was just like, I was just really tired. So I decided to have a little lie down on this grass. Sometimes when you try to help people, it doesn't always go quite as you planned. And actually he was a little bit irritated. He'd been woken up. Which was I thought it was hilarious. I was wetting myself in the car and glad that it was Wendy and not me that had gone out to help him. Anyway, this is what the Beatitude says, verse 7 of Matthew 5. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. So here's the first thing. What is mercy? And what does it mean to show mercy? Again, just with your partner, have a little think about that. What is mercy? And what does it mean to show mercy? Go. Okay, Emma, do you want to quickly run around and get a few responses for me? What is mercy? Go on, be brave.
Mercy is like not punishing them when they've done something wrong and instead giving them like a second chance.
Okay, yep. Anything else?
Where you don't get something you deserve.
Okay, you don't get something you deserve. You do get something that you don't deserve. Or you don't get something that you deserve. Okay, carry on. Yeah, yeah. If it's the negative, yeah, I'm with you. Anyone else? Have a go. Can't all have just said those two things.
Having forgiveness on people when they have done you big wrongings, you know.
Okay, yep. Anything else? Yeah, let's hear it. Google is a great friend at times like this.
It's a noun. Compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone who it is within one's power to punish or harm.
Okay. That's helpful to hear these different ideas of what it is. I thought I'd just quickly start by saying what it isn't. So mercy is not an emotion. It's a practical response to something that is happening, particularly to somebody who is in need. A guy called John Stott, who's a scholar, said mercy is compassion for people in need. Okay, so Jesus is saying, blessed are those who are merciful, blessed are the merciful. He's saying blessed are the people who will practically do something to help somebody in need. Now, there's a Bible story, next slide please, Nick. There's a parable that Jesus told which absolutely perfectly illustrates the meaning of mercy. And it wasn't that long ago at Generator when we were acting out different parables, and this was one that we did. So what is it? Yep. It's not that one, but good shout. That one, that is another one which illustrates it, because it's actually called, I think, the Merciful King or Civil Servant or something like that. It's one of the names people have given it. Yep. Prodigal Son. Not exactly. But again, I mean, with all of Jesus' parables, we're going to be able to pull things like mercy and forgiveness and compassion out of it. But there's another one, and there's a reason why this one perfectly illustrates it. The unmerciful servant, yeah. Anyone? The Good Samaritan. Now, why is it the Good Samaritan? We won't read it or look it up now because we have studied it in the past. But in Luke 10:30-37, there's the parable of the Good Samaritan. We all know about it. We all know what happens. And, you know, different people walk past, but the Samaritan comes by, helps him, puts him on his horse, takes him to an inn, pays for the person to look after him, goes off again, and also says, if there's more on my return journey, I'll pay the rest of the care for him. Yeah? We know the story. Right at the end of that parable, Jesus asks the people who he's telling the parable to this question. Which of these three was a neighbour? Which of these three was a neighbour? That whole parable was in response to the question, who is my neighbour? So at the end of Jesus telling this story, he says, which of these three men is the neighbour? And the expert of the law replies this, the one who showed mercy. And then Jesus says, go and do likewise. Go and do likewise. So here we have one of the first sermons that Jesus, we have recorded of Jesus, the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes, and he says, blessed are those who are merciful. Later on, he tells this story of the parable of the Good Samaritan, and he says, now go and do the same. Go and show mercy. That parable gives us some idea of what mercy is really about. And it's about helping people who are in need. But if you know the story of the Good Samaritan, he goes above and beyond helping him. He first of all helps him, bandages him up, anoints his wounds, takes him to an inn, you know, pays the person as well. There's sacrifice in what the Good Samaritan does in this parable, because Jesus is saying this is what mercy looks like. This is what mercy is. And mercy is a vital part of the Christian life. It's encouraged throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament. And as we see in other parables, as was shouted out, it's picked up as well in other parables that we look at. But this beatitude is revealing the utter importance that Jesus gives, that he longs his people, the people who are his followers, he longs for them to be people of mercy. Can you say of yourself that you are a merciful person, that you show mercy to people? Mercy is always active. It is kindness in action. It's pity that clothes itself in gracious deeds. This is what mercy is. Here's another quick thing for you to discuss. What acts of mercy do you see in our society, bearing in mind that we now have what Jesus defines as mercy? Helping, you know, showing compassion, practical kindness, doing something about it. What acts of mercy do we see in our society? And how easy do you find it to show mercy like this? Go for it. Have a little chat. Let's have a little bit of feedback on this one, Emma, if you don't mind. Let's take both of these. A little bit of feedback. What acts of mercy do we see in society? Anyone want to say anything? By the way, there's going to be a scale, isn't there? There's going to be a scale of acts of mercy. There will be what might be just a really small thing, and obviously a much more significant thing, but significant is the wrong word, a much larger thing.
There's going around giving food to the homeless.
Yeah, giving food to the homeless, things like the food bank or food hub that we have here from the Churches Together here, that is an act of mercy that's happening, yeah.
Donating to charities.
Donating to charity, yeah, of course. Good. Anything else? Okay, what about the other one? How easy do you find it to show mercy? Is this something that just comes naturally to you or not? Come on, be brave, people.
This is what I was thinking, but I feel like, especially within Croydon, I feel that, like, if you're merciful, you're not necessarily accepted. And like, I feel like you have more friends if you're not so nice to people.
Okay, so yeah, it's a sort of an attitude. If you're not that nice, people kind of like that more somehow.
Yeah, okay. I agree. I think people if they are merciful, they're sometimes seen as weak or too forgiving. But if you're not, and you're just, you know, then people tend to like that more.
That's really interesting. Thank you. Anyone else?
In my opinion, you don't necessarily need to be kind to be merciful.
Carry on.
For instance, if someone wanted to, let's say, have a fix, and they don't have enough for what they need, the kind thing to do is not give it to them.
Yeah.
So, in actual fact, you're doing them a favour.
Okay, so you're being merciful, and you're also being kind, but they may not see it as kind.
Yeah.
I get you. I think this is a really challenging one, especially in the light of what you've said. And I guess it does beg the question in the light of those things. If others are feeling, actually, it's not easy to be merciful, because actually you might stick out a bit like that and people might not like you. And I guess it comes down to, do you want to be popular? Or do you want to be obedient to what Jesus wants from us? And that might mean, if we are to show mercy, it might mean that there's some people who think you're weak. But let's be honest, we know that meekness isn't weakness when we looked at that. And showing mercy to someone is in no way weak at all. Actually, I think it shows a great strength when you're prepared to say, well, look, I'm going to do this. I saw a YouTube video just today, actually. I maybe should have got it up. I didn't think. But it was of a man on an underground. You may have seen this. Man on an underground train. And he had no shirt on. It wasn't the summer. He was an old man and he was shivering. Had no shirt on. And this man got on and saw him and took off his shirt and helped dress the man. And then he went back to his bag and he took out a hat that he had and he put this hat on this man as well. That, you see, is showing mercy. And I think great strength to be able to do something like that. But mercy is more than just kindness. Let's not just define it as kindness. And this is really getting into the crux of what Jesus means. You see, mercy means the ability to get right inside the other person's skin until you can see things with their eyes and think things with their mind and feel things with their feelings. In other words, you know, until you've walked in their shoes. To really understand what mercy is to get so involved with the person that you're helping that you begin to realize how you can help more because you begin to see things as they do. Does that make sense? And when you think about it, Jesus is exactly the right person who can speak about mercy because that's what God did through Jesus. Jesus got inside the skin of humans. He came as a human. He saw things through human eyes as well as spiritual eyes. He felt things that humans feel. He thought things that humans think. He understands mercy because he did it himself. And so how can we apply it? Well, that's the big question, isn't it? How can we apply it? I guess there's two main things. The first thing is to make it begin to be a part of who we are. To ask God by his Holy Spirit to make us people of mercy who are prepared to try and help, who are prepared to do something, who are prepared to try and see things through the eyes of other people. You know, when Jesus spoke, go into all kind of, you know, fluffy, light-hearted, easy stuff. He's straight down the line in what it's about, what it means to really live a life that is honouring to God. And one of those things is to be a person of mercy and to try and show mercy and to understand how we do that. And so I think the first thing is make it part of who we are. And if you know you're not a merciful person, then ask God by the Holy Spirit to help you. And then the second thing is no point just asking to be merciful. Let's actually begin to be merciful, to actually do it. And it can be from the smallest thing to the biggest thing. You know, when I did my Achilles in, I was one time walking home from the office, I was on my crutches. I had two bags of shopping hanging off the handles of the crutches as well. And as I was trundling along, it took me ages because I was so tired from doing it. I kept having to stop. And I stopped at one point, and this person who, I didn't see them, but they'd been walking behind me, they came up to me and said, "Can I carry your bags for you?" That is such a small thing. Didn't have a clue who they were. And I was nearly home, actually, so I just said, "That's all right, I'm about five doors away, so it's all right, I'll be there in a minute." And, you know, it was fine. But they, you know, that was a small, small, small act of mercy. And then there's the bigger things as well, where you might say, "You know what? I'm going to give my sandwich to this person who I know hasn't eaten for 3 days," or whatever it might be. Something where it's a bit more of a sacrifice for us to do it. This is what Jesus meant. Those who show mercy, you know, we are to be merciful, and then God is merciful to us. And that is, we're in need of God's mercy as well, aren't we? We're in need of God's help. Aren't we longing for Jesus? Well, Jesus sees the things that we have to deal with as well. He gets under our skin because he lives in us by the Holy Spirit. So he sees the things that we're seeing. He feels the things that we're feeling as well. He knows the things that we're dealing with. And he has mercy towards us. He wants to help us in it. And so because of that, surely that should be motivation for us to do the same.